Welcome, welcome to PS I Love Me, the podcast. I am your host, Gina Swire, international self-love expert, coach, author, and manifesting queen. And I am on a mission to help a billion women fall madly in love with themselves and get everything they want in their life. And that, my friend, includes you. This podcast is for down-to-earth women who love spirituality, manifesting, and laughing at life's challenges. And remember, with self-love, anything is possible. So, let's get straight into it. Tip one is know what you want. If you don't know what you want, the universe doesn't know what you want, and it can't give you what you want. Tip two, be specific. The universe is listening. If you go into a restaurant and you order food, the waiter will be confused. If you ask for a Caesar salad with no chicken and sauce on the side, you are likely to get a Caesar salad with no chicken and sauce on the side. This is the exact same thing with the universe. So be specific, the universe is listening. If you just want to feel good, good to me, good to you, good to someone else could be very, very different. So what is your good? What does that mean? What does it include? Be specific. If you are asking for more than one thing at once, make sure that they are complementary. Because, for example, if you are starting a business and you are wanting to excel in your full-time job, this is a bit of a contradiction for the universe. So which one do you want? Because if the universe gives you excelling in your business, you might have to leave your job. If you want to excel and go up the ladder in your corporate job, you may have to put your business to one side. So which one are you asking for? If you ask for both, you get neither. Tip number four is create a vision board. So as tip one, know what you want. To create a vision board, you have to know what you want. Otherwise you can't do it. It's physically impossible to create a vision board unless you know what you want. So figure out what you want and put it all down on a vision board. So when I say this to people, they're like, oh my God, I don't know how to make a vision board. Simply choose six things, write a list of six things that you want to manifest right now or slightly in the future, and then find pictures that give you the feeling of it already being done. So, for example, if you want to move to Bali and have a beautiful seaside villa, and you want an outdoor shower, and you want three bedrooms, and you want to be in it in your bikini, and you want to have your friends around for a dinner party, then you can put a picture of someone that looks like you. And pro tip, Photoshop your face onto that for your vision board and how you're going to feel in this villa. So it doesn't have to be the actual villa or you signing for it, but the way you're going to feel when you have it. Second pro tip on your vision board is when you create your vision board, you can also pop onto it words that aren't necessarily related to that photo. But for example, this exact house that I'm in, I manifested on my first ever vision board. And so I would put on my new vision board, Manchester House, because that is something that I've already created, that I've already visioned, that I've already got. And it helps the brain to know that it's possible. So vision boarding is huge. Tip five is manifestation is all about the feeling. So you need to know how you're going to feel, for example, when you get your new car. So if you want to manifest a new car, how is that new car going to make you feel? This is the key. And it's about feeling that feeling now. And that's what creates the exact vibration to manifest it now. So it's not actually the new car that you want. It's the feeling of having the new car that you want. So feel it now. And this is the key to manifestation. So how does it feel to already have it? And tip number six is speak it into existence. So if you already have it, you will be saying, I'm so grateful for my new car. Oh my God, every time I get in my new car, the smell of the leather, vegan leather if you're vegan, the smell of it, the fastness of it, the glamness of it, whatever it is, and you'll be feeling it. You'll be feeling that in your body. So really, really feel it and speak it into existence. So tell your friends about this. And one of my favorite tips, tricks, hacks for this is something called Miracle Message. And this is where you would send the exact message to your best friend, to your mom, to whoever it is, your loved one, to say, oh my God, I got the book deal. And you can actually send that message now and put MM, Miracle Message. Oh my God, this is already happening. I'm so grateful. Let's go celebrate. Feel free to send me a miracle message. I will reply like, well done. How did you get there? And I will keep it going. So this is always really fun because I forget, you forget that you've actually done a miracle message. And then you're like, oh my God, what have I won? Oh my God, I've done it. So this is all getting you in the mood of already having it. Tip number 7 is when it arrives in your life, receive it. So the amount of times with my clients, with my ladies on retreat, with myself sometimes, that I will ask for something and when it comes, it might not look exactly the same as my vision board, but I'll be like, oh wait, but the universe is giving it you in the way that is good for you. It's not necessarily going to look exactly as you think. But when it comes in, you need to receive it. Because if you don't receive it, you've got your foot on the accelerator, foot on the gas, and you're going nowhere. So when you see it, receive it. Be in receiving mode and say thank you and be in gratitude mode. Number 8 is prepare for the role. So if you did want to move to Bali and move into a glorious villa and live a laptop lifestyle and whatever it is, hashtag, that's what I do. Definitely prepare for the role. So you will want to make sure your passport is in date. You will want to make sure you have the exact bikinis that you're going to need. You will want to make sure that you have the right visa, that you have time, you know, you have space to be able to go if this comes in. You will want to make sure you have the correct laptop and all the things, all the gadgets and the plug that works for Bali. All this is preparing you for the role. So when it comes in, you are ready to go and you're getting into the mode of already having it. So definitely prepare for the role. Tip number 9 is say a big fat no to what you do not want. So this means say no when something comes in that you are not lit up by. This means go around your house, look around it, anything that does not spark joy. This is a tip from Marie Kondo. Say no to it, get rid of it. We just had a situation where I had a table in my house, it was not sparking joy and it's get rid, get rid, get rid. So say no to anything in your field that you do not want. If you are having a lover who is not the husband you want to manifest, say no, create the space, create the vacuum. So when it comes in, you are ready, you are prepared to receive. And the final tip, tip number 10, is celebrate before the universe gives it to you. So this means either go have a dinner party with your friends, if you can, and actually feel as if it's already come in. Celebrate it now. Celebrate yourself. Go buy yourself a gift. So when that big thing comes in, know exactly what you're going to treat yourself with. So you can have that already in your Amazon basket, or better still, get it already. This is my treat for receiving this thing. This is my treat for getting to the next stage in my business. This is my treat for meeting the man of my dreams. And a really good tip for this is to write a celebration story. So if you have already got the thing, how do you operate the very next day? So how do you wake up? Who do you ring to tell? How do you speak? How do you dress? How do you eat? What do you go about your day when everything on your vision board has already come in? So celebrate it already. Act as if this is what is going to create that magnetic draw. This is what brings it in. So these are my favorite top 10 tips. Obviously, if you do not implement these, it probably is not going to work. So you need to put these into practice. Let me know when it comes in. Message me on Instagram and definitely share this with someone who could use a bit of manifestation. Let's pass on the manifesting magic. And just remember, with self-love, anything is possible.
If you've loved this podcast, if you have taken anything away, then do everybody a favor and please share it. Leave a 5-star review. This will help us to get noticed, to get seen, and for more of the right people to hear it.